MOCAD's 2023 Gala and Art Auction is happening this Friday. This year, the event will honor three women for their contributions to arts in the culture and in the region and in the world. Joining me in studio right now to fill me in with the rest of the information is Jova Lynn. She is MOCAD's artistic director. I want to say she is the first artistic director, the first to hold that title. And she's going to join us right now to chat about the event that's happening this Friday. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me, Tia.
Awesome, awesome. So, Jova, you are MOCAD's first artistic director. What does it feel like to hold that title?
It's heavy. Yeah. It's really amazing. MOCAD over the past year has developed into a co-leadership model. So I'm the artistic director and I work in collaboration with Marie Patton, who's the chief operating officer. And together we lead MOCAD into the future. It's a very new and exciting time for the museum. I feel like this is a very different model for museum leadership and something a lot of museums are looking at across the nation. And so I'm proud to lead Detroit in being sort of that model for how arts institutions can move forward.
Which is one of, I love that segue there, because I was going to ask you or talk a little bit about how Detroit is one of those places and spaces, just like, because you're from New York. So it's just like New York, where it's like this hub for museums and art and culture and just wanting to get out there to know what's happening. And you are saying that, you know, MOCAD's going to be one of the leaders in this new model. Mm-hmm. In what ways do you see this new model bringing in new audience and new visitors?
New visitors. So I first came to Detroit in 2010, but then I visited again in 2012. Shout out to Allied Media Projects and the Allied Media Conference. Those folks there are homies and brought me to Detroit, and I fell in love. And I visited MOCAD, and I, at the time, I was working also at a non-collecting institution actually in California. And I showed up and I was like, what is this museum that's in this former auto showroom that is gritty and the white walls are so different? It felt like a different culture. And the more and more I got to know Detroit, the more and more I realized how much MOCAD embodied the spirit of the city, of the hustle, of collaboration, of kindness, of sort of fostering new ideas. And so, lo and behold, now I'm artistic director. It's crazy. And looking at MOCAD and its past and its future, you know, Marie and I are the first Black women to lead the institution. Yeah. And I think that's a pretty significant thing, and a really powerful thing. And together, we're really thinking about how can we be responsive. Now, when we sort of think about hierarchies at institutions, I love the co-leadership model because it means a different set of accountability, right? And so in the art world, much like the corporate world, much like the other nonprofit worlds, these hierarchies exist. And it really, when you have a hierarchical institution, it makes it so that collaboration doesn't look quite the same, right? At the end of the day, it's one person bearing this burden. In shared leadership, we get to talk to each other. We get to suss things out. We get to say, how are we going to do this together? And that, to me, embodies the spirit of Detroit, right? My neighbors are always asking me, what are we going to do to work on this? What are we going to do to love on each other and protect each other? And that's something that I've lived all over the nation is specifically unique to Detroit, and I love being here and a part of it, and I love that Marie and I are trying to do this thing together to be that culture sort of ecosystem here in Detroit and have MOCAD really take on the role that it's always meant to have, to be that leader in the arts here.
You know, I mean, I honestly just love that so much. I'm a native Detroiter, so just hearing the love from someone who's not from the city to come in and say, you know what, I love this city. It's just absolutely amazing. And that's one of the things that so many of us want the world to know and see, is that like Detroit is amazing and it has amazing people. Loving people. Mm-hmm. And I think about Detroit hustles harder. Well, Detroit loves harder.
Exactly.
I love that so very much.
Exactly.
So just speaking of MOCAD and speaking about all the things that you are trying to do going forward, the gala and the auction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been happening for a few years now, but what makes this year different than other years?
So this year is different because we're celebrating three amazing women in the arts. So first and foremost, we're celebrating Lenny Sinclair. Lenny Sinclair is an American photographer, Detroit legend. She's lived here for decades and has been documenting the city from her arrival, from the rebellion, everything. She is a great archivist of this city, and she deserves her flowers. She was given an award from Kresge some years ago, and now MoCat is stepping in. We published a really amazing book of hers several years ago, and now we're sort of honoring her, especially thinking about the next generation of up-and-coming photographers, those documenting the city, how she really changed the paradigm of photo documentation here. Next up, we have trailblazing nonprofit arts leader Malanka Clark. She's the former CEO of Detroit's Hudson Weber Foundation, another Black woman who's been doing the work to give back to our communities. I got introduced to her through an initiative through Michigan Justice Fund. Shout out to those folks who do amazing work to uplift the voices of incarcerated folks and folks on the outside. She is a fierce woman who inspires me every day. And then fashion icon Linda Dresner. Y'all might remember her shop that was up in Birmingham. She addressed trendsetters from the former First Lady Jackie Kennedy through today. She's a star. And so these women sort of embody the kind of leadership that Marie and I are really leaning into. And so that makes it our honorees a little bit different this year.
I would say so. A daunting list of women to want to follow. I mean, those women, I mean, I know every single name that you just named, and I know all of the women and their work. And, you know, just for them to be receiving their flowers in this particular way with MoCAD, with the new direction, with the new co-partnership, is this one of those things where you want to see the future of MoCAD in the city of Detroit?
So, exactly.
In what ways do you see the highlighting of the three women, why is it so important to bring their history to the forefront, especially in the way you're doing it?
So I think the art world is notorious, has a lot of notorious for its gender gaps and disparities. And that's a paradigm that really needs to be shifted and worked on. I think in this cultural moment where we really see marginalized folks getting their flowers, getting what's due to us as movement makers, change makers, et cetera, it feels pertinent right now, especially because it takes women to help lead women, right? Like I am my sister's keeper. I'm going to have your back. You're going to have my back, and we're going to see each other through this. And so Marie and I felt, and the board, I will say we have an amazing board who really wrapped their arms around this idea of celebrating women, and just like, we're like, let's just do this. You know, it shouldn't seem that radical, right? Yeah. It shouldn't be that new, but in the art world, it really is a new way of being. And I would say that started in 2020, especially after Black Lives Matter sort of became more in the forefront of organizing. And we really looked at how the world maybe wasn't as progressive as we thought it was. And so, although this is not inherently a radical idea, doing it right now sets the tone for us to institutionalize the fact that we are going to make sure everybody gets their flowers when their flowers are due.
And it is long overdue for those three women. We're speaking to Jova Lynn, the artistic director for MoCAD, talking about an upcoming gala and celebration, an auction, that is happening this Friday. What else can you tell us about the auction, especially the auction? What are some of the items that are going to be up?
Yeah, we have some amazing artwork up. I really have to give much gratitude to our exhibitions manager, Jonathan Rajewski, because he has been hustling on this art auction portion. So we have work from Gilda Snowden Estate. Thanks, so grateful to her family, Ali McGee. We have Oliama Dobbles. We have more folks like Judy Bowman who are participating. We have really Lenny Sinclair, of course. We have just a really amazing collection of artists who are really thoughtfully curated together. And they represent those folks who really have done the Detroit hustle, done the national hustle, and are really dedicated. I have to say, these artists who are showing up for MoCAD are donating their work so that we can be a better museum. And that is a gift. And I'm so grateful to everybody who's donated, because it really shows that they believe in the museum, but they also believe in Marie and I and the board and the new direction that the institution's going in. I also have to shout out, I got to the Taman Foundation for their support of the gala and the MoCAD. You know, this art auction, it's available to view on Artsy. So if you go to artsy.com and you Google Museum of, or you type in Museum of Contemporary Art Detroit, you can see the, I believe it's 60 items that we have available for folks. It's a really broad spectrum of cost, so it can be really accessible for folks who are new to collecting art, who want access to that sort of way of being and supporting artists. And also, I just have to do a quick plug for Lenny's work specifically in the auction, because she just, it's a beautiful piece that's there. And so if you go to Artsy, you can see everything that's available. Work will be up the night of the auction so people can see it in person. And Friday is really just going to be a party and a big celebration of this new chapter for the museum.
And you said something that really had my mind going, but I often think about the idea of being art collectors or being an art collector.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times people feeling as if they maybe can't afford to be art collectors, mm-hmm. or don't know how to enter into becoming an art collector and really helping the community out. So this auction, of course, is one way to show that you can
exactly
invest in
exactly
art.
You don't have to wait or think you have to have thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You can do it now, you can do it today. And while you're doing it, in the case of MOCAD, you're supporting a museum that is free to the public. And that is, we're the only museum in the city that's free to the public. And we're really trying to beef up the way we interact with our community so that we can keep being free. And this is one of the things that helps us do that.
All righty then. So before I let you go, Jova, give us the rundown, the complete rundown for Friday's gala as well as art auction, what people should know, where they should go if they want more information, and just let us know what MOCAB's is up to.
Great. So you should check out www.mocadetroit.org. That's where you can find information about our exhibitions, programs, as well as the art auction and gala. There are still tickets left for folks who want to buy some tickets. The auction, of course, is free to participate in online via artsy.com. But for all things auction and all things MOCAD, check out our website.
All right. Jova Lynn is the artistic director of the Museum of Contemporary Art. Just started in this position. I can hear the passion in your voice. I know you're excited. I cannot wait to see what MOCAD has coming up. And if you want to attend the gala or if you want to do or take a look at the auction one more time,
check out mocadetroit.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Jova, for joining the show this afternoon. You have a great day.
Thanks to you.